It's Tuesday, July the 8th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. Windhoek's City Council has handed over 409.9 million of its unpaid debt to external debt collector Red Force, says spokesperson Lydia Mudenya. While speaking to News on Once, Josia Shiweda, this is representative of the largest slice of the total 944 million owed to the city as of May by normal clients, businesses, pensioners, and government institutions with overdue accounts older than 3 months.
Mudenya explained that regular clients owe a combined total of 143.6 million, while pensioners account for 131.3 million, largely because many did not participate in the debt written off program. She also highlighted that to date, 3,483 pensioners' accounts have been written off.
In a major academic reform, the University of Namibia has transitioned to a three-year undergraduate degree structure, moving away from the four-year honours format. The move, implemented 2 years ago, aligns the university with international education norms and supports graduates in pursuing postgraduate studies and employment. UNAM's spokesperson Simon Namesho shared this.
There are reasons why we have done that. One is because it was a feedback from industry that they want to have our students to come out earlier. Then another reason was because what we have in a three-year degree degrees is what we have a very competence and skills that are imbued in those three-year degree. One of them, for example, being that when you're doing a transformed curriculum is that you have what you call a core semester. In the old curriculum, there was only first semester, second semester. In the new curriculum, they will have what you call a core semester, first semester, and second semester. The core semester is then also a result of feedback from industry and from stakeholders to say your graduates, they lack what we call a soft skills. It's a core semester with 10 modules that all speaks on soft skills.
The One Economy Foundation will hold its 10th annual fundraising soiree on the 7th of August, marking 10 years of championing economic inclusion and social progress. Former First Lady and Foundation Chairperson Monica Gingos discussed the milestone in an exclusive interview with our news team's Angie Scholes.
It's been a journey of significance. We've raised just over 100 million Namibian dollars, and with that kind of money comes responsibility. And this type of work is about ensuring social returns for country and nation. And I must say, the second part is way more fulfilling. But I mentioned that because how it gets used is important. So even if the returns are social returns, there are governance requirements. You must make the best usage of people's money. Even if it's donations, they should have optimal returns.
Join us at 6 p.m. on Nova 103.5 to listen to the in-depth interview on the Business Report. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has criticized U.S. President Donald Trump's comments threatening BRICS members with penalties. Trump has threatened an additional 10% tariff on countries that align themselves with what he says are anti-American policies of BRICS. This comes as BRICS members have expressed to move beyond a U.S.-led world order in finance and global governance.
It is really disappointing that when there is such a very positive collective manifestation such as BRICS, there should be others who see it in negative light and want to punish those who participate in this.
A BBC report shows that former Russian Transport Minister Roman Starovoyt has been found dead with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Shortly after President Vladimir Putin dismissed him from his post, Starovoyt, who previously governed Russia's Kursk region, partly seized by Ukrainian troops last year, was reportedly about to face charges in an embezzlement case linked to border fortification funds. Russian authorities are investigating the circumstances of his death. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.